John Quincy Adams, from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. John Quincy Adams was America's sixth president and the first who was the son of a president. In many respects, he paralleled the career as well as the temperament and viewpoints of his illustrious father. Adams was born in Massachusetts in 1767. He spent much of his youth accompanying his father overseas and became fluent in French and Dutch. After graduating from Harvard College, he became a lawyer. His political career began at the age of 26 when he was appointed minister to the Netherlands. In 1802, he was elected to the United States Senate. 6 years later, President Madison appointed him minister to Russia. As secretary to his father in Europe, he became an accomplished diarist. The 50 volumes he wrote documenting 19th century American politics are often used by historians today. In the political tradition of the early 19th century, Adams, as Secretary of State, was considered the heir to the presidency. However, the old ways of choosing a president were giving way to electing someone popular. Nevertheless, Adams narrowly beat Andrew Jackson to become America's sixth president in 1825. Many of his proposals to modernize America were rejected in Congress by his enemies. After leaving office as president in 1829, Adams was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, the only president ever to do this. He continued to shape America's foreign policy. Historians say he is one of America's greatest ever diplomats. He also devoted himself to attacking the power slave owners had in Congress. On February 21, 1848, Adams collapsed in the House and died 2 days later.